Hello and welcome into hour two of the game. Tyler Dreiling and Mitch Fortner with you until 6 o'clock. That's when K-State baseball takes over. Final home series of the season for the Batcats and a very important one against the Oklahoma Sooners. We will talk to John Kurtz later in this hour from Toyton Family Stadium about the series coming up.
And Tyler, I want to point out a lot of people's Cinco de Mayo just got started.
How's that? Oh, well, it's 5 o'clock. Oh, I see what you're saying.
We're past 5 now. People going
so
home.
So it's no longer 5 o'clock somewhere. It's 5 o'clock right here.
It's 5 o'clock right here. Let's get the party started. By the way, early possible jabroni of the week going out to the people who think this is about the Mexican independence. It is not. It is not that day. That's in September.
In all honesty, I don't think people care that much. I think that the tequila is the only thing that matters. Tequila and Corona and tacos. That's about it. Personally, I don't really get into it that much, but that's just because I'm not huge on tequila or Corona or tacos.
So well, I have a little bit of Mexican blood in me, so it's I enjoy this day.
I'm going to do my best to get through this hour. As I talked about in the first hour, it's been a long week trying to battle a cold or some sinus issue that's going on. It's had an impact on my voice, as I'm sure you can tell, but only 1 hour to go, and then I can rest up for the weekend. And the weather is just so great right now. Really looking forward to it. Want to get out there, get outside, play some golf, do some fishing, go over to Toyton for one of those aforementioned K-State baseball games against Oklahoma. Everything is looking up, and we're going to have a lot of fun in this hour. Here in just a couple of minutes, you'll hear part two of our interview from yesterday with K-State men's basketball coach Bruce Weber. You'll hear things along the lines of his thoughts on Wesley Iwundu's draft status, which has really taken off in recent weeks, and information that you will need on Bruce Weber's youth basketball camps that are going to be coming up over the next couple of months as well. So make sure you stay tuned for that. That's coming up here in just a couple minutes. We'll also be joined, Mitch and I, by a special guest to play a game that I put together before the show called Kentucky Derby Horse Name or 90s Album Title. You know, some ideas are just perfect. I was so pleased with myself when I came up with that today. Had a lot of fun with it. Maybe I can sell this online for $500.
You need to be careful because you're putting a lot of hype behind this.
I am.
You're that confident.
I'm pretty confident. Wow. I originally offered the spot on the show or the spot on the game to Crowley, but he didn't want to because he thought he would dominate.
Really good.
Since he knows basically every song that was produced in the 90s. So we're going with another guy instead. I think we got a pretty good matchup. You seem pretty confident, but we'll see.
Yes, very. I'm a big music guy.
And that's because of your interest in music, not because you follow horse racing.
That's correct.
But I do really like the Kentucky Derby, by the way. I always do tune into it. And then my interest in horse racing after that strictly depends on if there's a chance for the Triple Crown or not. So
the Ferrari of segments for the game coming up here in just a few moments.
Absolutely.
This is big.
Without a doubt. But first, part two of our interview with Bruce Weber, and there's some pretty good stuff in here as well. I was really curious to ask him yesterday about Wesley Iwundu because it seems like within K-State's coaching staff, they weren't too surprised by how much his name has blown up. But to everyone else, I mean, seeing him potentially listed as a first rounder in some mock drafts, I mean, that's just crazy considering where he was toward the middle of last season. He really finished the season strong. He does have the tools that you look for in a professional basketball player. So a lot of good things to get into with Coach Weber with that. So let's do that right now. You will hear John for a lot of this interview as well. So that's just a disclaimer that John is not here today, but he is in on part of this interview. But I start by just asking Coach Weber about Wesley Iwundu's draft status and how surprising it was to him and what it means for the program that K-State could have a guy taken in the upcoming NBA draft.
You know, it says a lot for our coaching staff and for West. You know, and this is what you want. You want guys to develop. Not every player is a top 50 player, but if you put the right time and work and work ethic and learn the game, you can reach those goals. And I think he's a great example. I kind of joked with you guys before. I joked with him. You know, why the heck did you wait so long? But you know, it's better late than never. And his focus was so much better from junior year, about halfway through junior year through through this year. His focus was better, and it even took a big step during the year. And we had all, pretty much every NBA team came through in the fall and looked at him. They loved his length. They like his versatility. They were impressed that his shot had became much more efficient. And then what he did at the end of the year, those last whatever it was, 7-9 games. He was really good. I mean, when he shot the ball, if he missed, you were surprised. His motor was so much better. He's able to, get rebounds, push the ball, make decisions. Just did a lot of good things, and I text with him probably every 3-4 days, and he's really excited about what he's been working out in San Diego with Juwan Leonard's trainer, and that's what they kind of see in him. I'm not saying he's Juwan Leonard, but I think they see that versatile, 6-7 guy that can do so much, so many things, and can guard a lot of positions, can play a lot of positions. I'm just hoping the best for him. I know he starts some individual team workouts here at the end of the week into next week, and then he'll be in Chicago. Right now I'm planning to get up there and try to, be there and support him and watch him. And I've told him, and this it's hard to understand, but I've been through it a bunch of times with a lot of kids, that, no matter what you do in those 4 years, this the 4 months between your end of your season and the draft, is so important, and the workouts, the combine, all the stuff you go through, the interviews, everything is really, really important. And hopefully he's fired up about it, and just hoping he has a great spring here and pops up in that draft. It would be great for him and for our program.
Hey, do you think it is pretty likely right now that he is going to be a draft pick?
I would say he's going to be a draft pick. I the first round might. I don't know if that's possible. But there's a lot of teams that like him. I've talked to a lot of them, and I think it'll depend how. I think the individual workouts will be really important here as they come up, and then Chicago also. You can, right now he told me he's planning on participating and playing in the games and stuff, but. That could change too. I know agency has a couple good workouts or something, and makes the decision not to play. So we'll see what happens.
Bruce Weber again with us here on the game. A couple quick ones here before I let you go, Bruce. I know when we were talking with Gene Taylor, the new K-State athletic director, when he was introduced, he hadn't had a chance to meet with you because you were out on the road recruiting. You had a chance to meet with him, and what was that like, if so?
Well, yeah, this week I did. I met him for. That first week he was here for the Power Cat auction, and he's kind of in and out. And he came over and watched Open Gym. I introduced him to our players, and so that was good for him. He had not been in the Ice Family Basketball Center, so that was I think really impressive. He knew it was nice, but he didn't know it was that nice. So, and then I met with him this week, and all the feedback I've got from coaches that have worked with him, people that know him. He's just really positive and just a good person, a good leader, somebody that really cares and wants to be there to help you and will be involved but give you your space as a coach or whatever your position is to do your job. So I think everybody that I've been, that's had dealings with him so far has been very, very positive.
Well, before I let you go, I'll give you a chance here. I know you guys have camps coming up next month. What are the details for those interested?
I appreciate that. And I know parents and kids start thinking about summer. It's we're in May. It's about a month away or less than a month away from school ending. So, we have day camps that go all the way down to first kindergartners, first grades, just a half day, for 4 days in the week. And then we have the... our good number, we have some of those younger kids, but that, the camps for the third, fourth, fifth graders, and then the junior high camps, the Power Cat, Wildcat camp, have been really positive. More of the Power Cat's a whole day, and Wildcat's a 4-hour day, a long day, but we've had pretty good success. And, you know, they go on our website, to the K-State basketball website. There's connections onto the camps, and you can see about those are those first couple weeks in June. And then one of the favorites is in the father-son camp. And, you know, we do a Friday to Saturday and a Saturday-Sunday one night. Dad, mom, grandpa brings a child to camp and gets to interact with our players. Our players do a great job on that weekend. They get to play with them and you know, do drills with them and just be around them in all the facilities. So that, you know, I think that's a camp that's done very well. And a lot of times we get the alumni to come back and they bring their child, stay in the dorm for a night, and they, you know, kind of relive some memories and get to be around K-State basketball. And then our team camp has grown and grown. My first summer, we had 9 teams, and we got in the 20s. And the last 2 years, we've been basically sold out, 72, 76 high school teams. That's the second last weekend in June. We guarantee them 7 games and have had great success. I think we had 5 teams that won state championships last year from all different states, Texas, Oklahoma, Nebraska, Missouri, and Kansas. So it's been great, and I didn't know Kansas has had those camps established for a long time. I didn't know we could break into it, but into their kind of their monopoly they have. But I think we've done a nice job and kept the price low, and we've been able to get a lot of teams, high school teams, to come in, which is not only good for you know them, but it's great for K-State because a lot of times they might not be the athletes that we recruit, but they might be the students that come to K-State, and this is one of their first exposures to the campus, be around it, to be part of the camp. So it's a positive thing. So, again, go on our website, connect right on to the K-State camps, and if you have any questions, I'm sure one of the coaches or Bailey at our office would be glad to answer it.
Well, much appreciate all the time, Bruce, joining us here today on the show. Best of luck throughout the offseason, and I'm sure we'll be talking to you soon.
Yeah, and one more thing. I think Gilbert was going to mention, we've got some guys I hope are going on some summer tours. You know, we had a great opportunity last year to go to Italy and Switzerland's team. It looks like Isaiah Maurice is going to join Athletes in Action in late May and go to Poland and Czechoslovakia. And then got a couple other guys, possibly Brian, Patrick, Xavier, Steve. Some guys may go on there's some tours with Global Sports and in August that they may join with that. We're kind of finalizing that, but Isaiah's going to definitely go. So that'll be great for him. Great experience. And we got the Cat Packers coming up too.
All right. Well, again, appreciate it, Bruce. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Thanks, John.
All right. That's part two of our interview from yesterday with K-State men's basketball coach Bruce Weber. Make sure to check out brucewebberbasketball.com if you need any more information on K-State's basketball camps. He certainly gave up a full rundown of everything that you can get involved with the K-State basketball program over the course of this summer. Going to our first break of the second hour, K-State baseball coming your way at the top of the hour. But coming up next, the best segment in the history of this show. It is a game of Kentucky Derby horse or 90s album title with Mitch competing against a special guest. That's next on K-Man.